You know, Ruby, even when I was down and out, I still had my ups and downs.
That's difficult for me to believe.
And why is that?
You always live pretty well, Tuca. It's hard to believe you were ever really out on the street.
Life had lost its spark.
Oh, come on. With all the lives you've led, there must have been some spark left somewhere.
No, the sparkles were gone.
So you really were in the pits?
The most pitiful of pits.
Who put you there, some female?
No, it was an investment that went bad. I had been conned by one of the best.
Tell me about it.
I'd rather not.
Too painful?
That was the last time I ever trusted anyone.
You trust me? Okay, so you lost your dough.
I lost everything, including my shirt. I was left out on the street with just a dusty fez on my head and a tattered cloak on my back.
Sounds sad, Tuca.
But even worse, I found myself on Moonless Sonata.
I've heard about that place.
Whatever you've heard, it's far worse.
As the Tuca described it, Moonless Sonata is one sorry city.
The moon never shines on Moonless Sonata.
It's not a place to be down in the dumps, since it really is a dump. Tell me, Tuca, how did Sonata get such a sweet name?
It was named after its founder, Sparky Sonata.
It wasn't as lawless as people thought it was, but if you were law-abiding, it wasn't a place to do business.
The city had what were called virtual laws.
Everyone believed there were laws, but since all the laws had been erased by a computer virus, no one knew which laws were real and which were conveniently invented.
Whether they were real wasn't as important as the belief that they seemed to be real enough.
The inhabitants of Moonless Sonata spent a good deal of their time trying to escape their bleak reality by living in virtual worlds. Pleasant places that appeared real. And so to have virtual laws in their real world seemed to make sense. Due to the death of their chief justice, they found themselves needing someone who could administer real, or at least real enough, justice.
Virtual justice.
The Tuca, always a good talker, had the presence of someone who knew the law, which was true. He had lived on the other side of it for so long, he considered himself an expert.
With a little fangling, I became the Chief Justice.
His physical presence was well suited for being a high judge. He could wield four gavels at the same time.
I did not accept bribes.
You're kidding.
No. The thought of being under-bribed when I had yet to establish its true value would set a bad precedent.
That makes sense.
At first, I appeared inscrutably honest.
This caused near panic in Moonless Sonata. A contract was taken out to eliminate the Tuca. But the various factions argued amongst themselves over who was going to get the contract.
It caused such a dispute, it came before the bench.
It ended up for you to decide.
Yes, indeed.
Since no one knew if the laws were real, you could argue that they weren't. But that wouldn't get you anywhere in front of the Chief Justice, who invented his own laws. So the only way to resolve it was to bribe him. But the Tuca wasn't taking bribes.
Not yet.
So how did you settle it?
The contract taken out on my life? Well, I made certain the trial went on for months.
That makes sense.
In the meantime, I, of course, began to accept modest gratuities from the various factions.
You were accepting bribes to find in favor of whoever it was that would get the contract to eliminate you?
I milked it for all it was worth.
Now that's the Tuca I love.
But finally, I could put it off no longer. I had to make my decision.
If you had the final say on what was the law, couldn't you just say anything?
I could, but it didn't mean they'd obey the law.
So the Tuca decided it was time to get out of town. It wouldn't be easy to disguise himself and sneak out. Tukas do tend to stand out. He knew the moment he gave his decision, he was a dead duck. Okay, I give. What'd you do?
I made a giant puppet.
Of yourself?
Of course.
The Tuca made a puppet Tuca that he dressed in his robes and operated from beneath his desk, moving its tentacles this way and that and giving it a voice, of course.
As Chief Justice of the High Court of Moonless Sonata, I find in favor of the Mud Weasels.
As soon as the gavel hit, the mud weasels took out their weapons and let loose.
Ooh. Ah, ooh, ah, oh.
They riddled his puppet full of holes.
And so, late one moonless night, I slunk away from that dark city they call Moonless Sonata.